This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A gunman killed two Israeli embassy staff members as they left an event at a D.C. museum last night, shouting "Free Palestine" as he was arrested. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with Jewish leaders in Philadelphia who are on heightened alert in the wake of the attack.
Sarah Milgram and her boyfriend Yaron Leshinsky were reportedly about to be engaged, but they were killed after attending an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington.
It's disgusting. I don't think any acts of terrorism or violence will solve the situation in the Middle East.
Witnesses say the victims were at an event focused on delivering aid to Gaza.
We're not going to stop gathering in spaces and talking about how we need to help Palestinians, innocent Gazans, have the aid that they need, have the freedom that they so much deserve. And we're not going to stop talking about that. We're proud Jews.
The suspected gunman is 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. Police say he shouted "Free Palestine" while being taken into custody.
It's totally senseless.
Jeffrey Lasday is with the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia.
These are peace-loving Jewish leaders. And this was a senseless crime. It was terrorism. It was Jewish hatred.
The head of the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History in Center City tells KYW News Radio now is the time to show solidarity and support. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, whose family was the target of an arson attack last month by a man who said he was against the war in Gaza, condemned the shooting, saying in part, "This latest incident of anti-Semitism has no place in our civil society, and all people have a responsibility to speak and act with the moral clarity this moment demands." Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.